pipe manufacturers are unable to get the resin, the plastics essentially that make the pipe, and that's affecting everybody all over the world right now because so many things are made out of that resin.
On the so roughly 500,000 of it, you said, is the $1 million ask. Mm-hmm. 500,000
from a
different project to go there. The other 500,000 as well.
That is the project just being more expensive.
Did we have contracts with the developers and the guys do it for a certain price? Or they?
Those estimates were based off of engineers' estimates at the time.
So just estimates. We didn't
just
have contracts.
Estimates.
We
That's
didn't
right.
have a contract price of, hey, we will do it for this amount.
That's correct. And my contingency at that time was around 6 to 7%. So
you had 600,000 or 700,000 there?
Yes.
So you've already, has it already gone over the contingency?
We're at our limit, yes, sir.
Are you saying the Turkey Creek Phase 2, we did not have a contract with the dollar amount?
So when we did the estimate, when I came to you with the funding agreement, we had engineers' estimates on what that would cost. We had not bid that out at that time. We had engineering contracts in place, but we didn't have the construction contracts.
And then when you got the construction contract, what were those at?
They were a little higher. It was the estimate was 9.357, and a 6.9% contingency is 10 million. The first phase interceptor cost $5 million.
What was the bid?
Five million between the two contracts. There was a lift station contract that was right at $1 million. That's the large lift stations at the Hollister plant.
Okay.
And then the interceptor was around $4 million. And then the Branson Creek portion has been $1 million. So that's six. And the interceptor is 2.5, the second phase interceptor.
These are all bids?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And then the rest is engineering, and we did have a pretty decent sizable amount of easement acquisition for this project, too, that was six figures.
On the engineering, that was a set price, was it not?
It is starting out, but that project has really changed. You may recall we went back and forth on the options to do the interceptor versus doing a treatment plant. That all costs money to evaluate alternatives. And then the changes that we have seen primarily in the Branson Creek development has been very challenging. That was all developer built, and there's a few change orders in there. Nothing tremendous, but just all those things add up, and they also require additional engineering, additional surveying.
Is it common practice on engineering to not have a do not exceed?
Mm-hmm. And we do.
You do have
we do hourly not to exceed, but when we run into issues that was outside of their scope, we have to pay them additional fee.
I'm sorry. You have a do not exceed, but yet they did stuff and then it...
No, when we encounter things that are outside of their scope. So if we run into, I'm trying to think of some examples, just things that require, that are unforeseen in a project, that require additional engineering, additional surveying that wasn't in the original scope. And with that being developer built, we've changed some things out there. We've discovered some things that we didn't know.
How much have we spent on engineering?
I don't have that number, but it's probably $2 million. What's the best I remember?
What's typical on engineering costs, percentage wise?
15 to 20%.
Is it that high?
Mm-hmm. 10% for your design and about the same for your inspection costs. It's very comparable. Our Venice on the Lake project, they're actually comparable in size. It's right at the same thing, dollar amount-wise.
So the cost of the project goes up, so also the percentage cost of the engineering goes up. Is that correct?
Well, we don't pay them based off percentage, but you could say that, yes, typically, there is that correlation there when there's additional work.
I guess my concerns are, regardless of what pops up, if you have a do not exceed engineering contract, you shouldn't exceed that amount, unless you told them to do a completely different project. If it's involved in the same project, I don't know why that wouldn't be included.
Well, you encounter changes that require,
That's why you have do not exceed.
Right. But there was input from the developer.
Don't let them do that.
I'm just telling you that's what happens.
Well,
it's outside of the scope, so you have to pay them for it.
If the project is this, to put in this sewer system, regardless of what comes up or outside of their scope, the do not exceed, in my opinion, is do not exceed this amount for this project, period. I've done some developing, done a little bit, some quasi-good-sized projects, and I do not let anybody dictate what they do with my money.
We don't let anyone dictate what we do with our money either, but when it gets outside the scope,
then why are we coming back asking for more money whenever, if the bids come in, and you have a contingency of 6 or 7%, I just want to make sure that we're being good stewards and we're protecting and not just, okay, well, here you go. I'm not saying because we had a culvert issue. We had to have the culverts. They went outside their contract. I get it. It happens. But I can tell you one thing. I'll never use that culvert company again. So I just want to make sure that we're not being held hostage to anything and everybody using it's just the way of the world right now. I don't buy that excuse whenever the deal's a deal. Contract's a contract. Do not exceed to do not exceed. The frustrating thing is you guys have your own board and we just provide the money for it, but we don't necessarily look at all the ins and outs of it. That's not the function of what we're supposed to do as far as looking at the ins and outs of your contract.
Just a matter to be sure we're correct is I believe we have had to use that culvert company again. I believe we used it again this year.
Did we use them again? I didn't want to. Not for culverts we had.
We had a contract that couldn't exceed. Two of them couldn't, and we accepted one this year. That was one of them. We had a...
Did we buy culverts off of them? Mm-hmm. Did we buy culverts off of them again?
No, we didn't
get one for the other. Mm-hmm. The point is contract's a contract, deal's a deal. If they break it, but that's aside the point. I just want to make sure that we're not, I don't want to have somebody come back and ask, well, it's outside their scope, engineering's going to charge us X amount again, and they can't get this, and this guy wants a raise for his contractors, and so now we need another $1 million. I know you're not going to do that, but I just want to make sure.
Every change is warranted. I don't authorize stuff that's not warranted.
I understand. What's this last part on your letter about?
The reserve money?
Yeah.
So, taking you back to the Bee Creek project, which started in 2004, it's considered a 2004 SRF loan. There was $529,000 that was paid by the sewer sales tax fund to the SRF, essentially to UMB Bank, which is the trustee for that loan. That was a special participant reserve fund in case default happened that they can pull from those monies to make payments. They hold that. They issue interest and stuff like that back to us. That loan was in the sewer district's name, but secured by the Taney County Sewer Sales Tax. And so that money has been refunded to us because the loan was paid off at the very end of last year, I guess, or maybe it was January of this year. So that money is held in our accounts. It's in our name, but with it being sewer sales tax, in conversation with the auditor this year, the recommendation was come to the county commission and seek your blessing to spend that on a capital project. So that's my recommendation, is to take that money and put it towards, you know, say the Turkey Creek project or some other capital project.
So we could use the $529,000
to offset that.
To offset.
I went ahead and asked for the $1 million funding agreement because that's what we needed, the 900-something thousand. I rounded up to $1 million. But this money could go to offset that. There was also some money from a 95 loan, which I believe is one of the maybe the Coon Creek project, that got refunded to us back several years ago, and so we have that money as well. And it's,
how much is that? You know,
$61,000.
So how would we need to? Would that need to be the 529? Would that need to be transferred into?
I wasn't going to transfer it, and I
legally, I don't know what needs.
Yeah, I don't think we had.